Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
It stands,
but it's not!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
On TWE.
Ray Rowe.
It's brought to you by Jake's 58 Casino Hotel. Get back and relax at Jake's 58 with Stand On Package or the Stay and Play Package. Discover the excitement you've been missing at Jake's 58 Casino Hotel. If gambling's a problem for you or someone you care about, please call the 24-hour toll-free helpline at 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Let me start off tonight's ENN by saying good evening to Michael.
I love pizza. It doesn't love me.
And to all of us.
Size doesn't matter in that situation.
I think for ladies, it's all that matters. Size. to me and Michael, I haven't shoveled in years. I've been doing New York living now for quite a long time.
You shovel 8 hours a day.
And
great line.
Good evening to myself. Random radio yokel. I don't want to be Radio Yoko. It's not what I want.
You're going to be blamed for breaking this up.
I hope that's never true. You guys ready to talk a little ENN?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
We didn't mention this much yesterday. Did you see that 10 of Deshaun Watson's accusers plan to be at the Browns-Texans game this weekend?
Okay, so they're making a statement, but I mean, the Browns know all of this, and they still sign him to an unbelievable record-setting deal.
Can I ask you a question? Tough question. Hard question.
Yep.
Okay, I think all but like one or two of the accusers agreed to a deal.
Yep.
So that means that many of them agreed to the deal, but then are also going to go to make the statement?
I guess.
I find that confusing.
Well, they don't have to say anything. Just stand there and say they disagree with him playing.
So, yeah, I mean, meaning we accepted the deal, but we still don't think he should be playing.
Right.
I don't know.
See,
feels a little tough to me.
A lot of people think it's so cut and dried of, well, they accepted the deal, that meant it never happened.
I don't see it that way.
But I think some people do. It's like, well, they took the money, so obviously they just did it for the money. No, sometimes you take the money because you realize a long, hard-fought court battle may not go your way because you need, in order to convict beyond a reasonable doubt, you need 100%, you know, of the jury to believe something happened. And sometimes it's just not worth them taking that kind of a chance and also going through the trial on the stand and talk about what happened to you. That it's easier to take the money. That doesn't necessarily mean he's innocent, and it doesn't necessarily mean that nothing happened. But that's how people will look at it. So if you took the deal, does that mean you can't speak out, that you can't have a problem with him playing, that you can't to try to protest?
I know you could speak out and say he did this to me. I mean, that's put
away. Legally?
Legally you can't. Otherwise, you have to give the money back. So you have to drop all grievances.
But
you could show up.
But you could show up to show support.
Yeah, you could, but they better not open their mouth, I bet.
No, that's up to them. You know, if they do, then they lose money or whatever. But I think it's important for these, if these women feel like something happened to them, that they should be able to, even if they took the deal, show support for one another, show support to the ones that didn't.
Watson has been silent on everything so far. He was expected to speak to the media for the first time, but he did not. His teammates described the excitement about having him back. Nick Chubb expressed excitement. They all did, but no word from Watson himself. Again, not how I would recommend coming back. going completely silent leading into it, but hey, you do you, bud. Let's go to your New York foosball teams for a second, shall we?
Sure.
First, let's hear from Wink Martindale on the...
Card Sharks.
I'm sorry?
Card Sharks.
There you go.
Oh, you mean the game show host, Wink Martindale?
Yes. Thank you, Don. You recognize what I couldn't pronounce.
He was asked about Ojulari's availability and how much he's been...
Aziz Ojulari.
That's right.
I think that's Dave's going to answer that one, if we'll have him back or not. You know, I hope that we do.
How much have you missed him?
A lot. It sounds like a Hallmark card, doesn't it? I missed you a lot.
Deep stuff, Wink. Thank you very much.
Wink.
Let's hear Chris Canty on with Greeny earlier, talking about the Jets' offense with Mike White at the helm.
Mike White has shown me in more instances that he can be a professional quarterback, that he can make winning plays, and he can take care of the football. Zach Wilson has got 6 turnovers on the season to 4 passing touchdowns. That ain't exactly what you're looking for from your starting quarterback and a guy that you took with the 2nd overall pick a year and a half ago. I think Mike White gives you a chance to win 2 or 3 games, which is all it would take for the Jets to grab one of those wild card positions. And we're talking about a franchise that hadn't been to the postseason since 2010. It's important for Rob Saleh and the culture building, the program development, in order to have something to show for all of the messaging that he's been giving his team over the last 2 years. And a postseason berth would go a long ways to reinforcing what Rob Saleh has been preaching. And that, to me, feels like a recipe for allowing Mike White to play out the rest of the season.
The rug got pulled out from under Zach Wilson because the Jets got too good too soon. If they were middling and they weren't threatening for a playoff spot, you ride Zach Wilson, just see what he's got. But you can't afford to take away a possible playoff spot.
The other end of this, and some of it's not 100% true because White was really good against Cincinnati and the first half against Indianapolis last year. But there's also a scenario in which he plays well because this offense is just so good. And the weapons are there. And Wilson couldn't take advantage of that. Like, that's the good news for the Jets. Forget about White. Maybe White's good enough to get them to the playoffs this year. But, like, long-term, maybe it won't take the greatest quarterback in the world for this team to take advantage of the weapons that they have.
Let's hear from Coach Saleh on just the confidence he has in his secondary.
It's going to be fun. You know, Sauce is the ultimate strainer. Him and DJ, they strain and they play very, very, very hard. Not to say that they haven't played anyone that plays hard, but I'll put our guys up against anybody. Those guys are freaking good now, and it's going to be a great challenge. But like I said, I think it's a challenge that our guys are excited for.
Now, guys, this is interesting. Did you see that CJ Uzama was on the Chris Rose show?
Chris Rose, good guy.
Yeah. Who is Chris Rose?
He used to be on MLB Network for a long time, and then when they had layoffs, they laid him off and picked up by John Boy Media, but he's a good guy.
Oh, nice. Well, shout out to Chris Rose. So he had the conversation with CJ and asked him if he spoke to Zach Wilson.
Also works for the NFL Network, I think, too.
He asked CJ if he spoke to Zach Wilson after the now infamous comments from a couple of weeks ago.
I didn't go up to him, so like I texted him later that night, and then Monday after we had film, I texted him, and then I texted him on Tuesday night, just like, hey, man, like, obviously, you know, you rubbed the team the wrong way. Just, I'd say something if I were you, like, whatever, just kind of address it. And he did. But he texted me early, said, hey, yeah, I'd already planned to say something. I'm going to say something today, during, like, after Saleh has, like, talks. And I was like, after Saleh talks, we usually don't have a team meeting. So then I already kind of, like, antennas were up. And then Saleh had made his announcement, and then the coaches left, and then Zach addressed the team. And that was a big one. Like, that to me, especially after Saleh said, hey, like, we're going to make a change for right now. Like, getting up there, like, very emotional, rightfully so. I would have been emotional. And I'm not the, like you said, the number 2 pick, the franchise player. And yeah, he apologized to the team, put the onus on himself and on his shoulders. And yeah, that was a crazy couple of days.
You go up to him afterward and tell him good job?
Yeah. A lot of guys were like, yeah, appreciate it, whatever. And then individually, there was like a little line that like dapped him up and said, we appreciate you. And we appreciate you saying that. And he gained a lot of respect from the players from that gesture.
That's interesting to hear, guys.
Yeah. Well, it shows you how upset they were.
Yeah.
And they were very forgiving of him. But remember, the forgiveness came after the decision was already made that he wouldn't play.
Is it wrong of me to say, listen, what he said was dumb, but them getting that upset? Come on, grow a pair.
Well, come on.
Come
Michael.
On, man.
No, it's not that your feelings are hurt.
He didn't say that they played badly. But he didn't say that he played badly. No, so but they needed a pound of his flesh?
No, well, I just think they just want – players want other players to take responsibility for what's going on. That's all it is. It's not that their feelings were hurt. It was like, really, buddy? Look at the sacrifices we've had to make to have you grow. We're a really good football team, and we've got to watch you grow. It's all been about you. It's about Zach Wilson's growth. Well, you know what? We've got a good enough football team to make the playoffs. And you went out there and hurt our playoff chances by losing to the New England Patriots again, mostly because of you, and you won't own it? That's going to rub players the wrong way, Michael. All you're asking is to be accountable.
Not this much to lose the locker room. I'm sure like when Zach Wilson throws an incomplete pass, that's because Garrett Wilson ran the wrong route. Garrett Wilson doesn't take the heat. He just said, everybody thinks it was Zach Wilson's fault. Nah, it's too much.
No, but everything revolves around him. Every decision they make is about Zach.
But
it's
he
Zach
didn't
this
rip them,
Don.
He didn't rip them.
But he
just said
responsibility.
But they wanted him to rip himself. And if you listen to Bob Wischew's interview, he did rip himself.
Yeah, but outwardly, you know, he had a chance to take play. You know, and you don't think that room rallies around Justin Fields when he apologized to them for the way that he played? You don't think it rallied around a Josh Allen when 2 weeks in a row he takes full responsibility for the loss? I mean, come on, Michael. You want players to be able to represent themselves better than that. So it's not hurt feelings. It's like you're supposed to be the leader of this team. It's all about you, and this is the way you conduct yourself?
CJ Uzama will be on with DiPietro and Rothenberg Friday morning at 7:30 in the Jets Player Spotlight.
Love it.
Hey now. Interesting stuff there.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Let's hear from Tom Thibodeau Diaw.
How impressed are you that he's an older gentleman, but yet no gray in that beard that he's got going?
I don't think the beard's a good look for him.
I agree with you.
He has a perpetual frown anyway.
But doesn't it say something, Peter? How old is he? 66, 64 or something?
No.
He's in his 60s.
He's in his 60s, but not 66, right. I don't think.
But 60, well, whatever. But, you know, here I am, 54, and I'm Santa Claus, and he's got a beard that's, you know, not an ounce of.
But you're unusual. I mean, let's be honest. That's a different kind of mane you got going there.
But
you know
maybe
I mean?
Also, I don't, I hate to cast.
He is 64. He is 64.
Maybe he, you know, touches it up a little bit.
But I don't get that impression.
Really?
Do you, Peter?
I don't know how to judge. Everyone, I get comments on nearly every Instagram post from people insisting that my beard should have gray in it.
But
so I don't know.
But do you think that if you let your hair grow out, there would be gray hair in there?
There already are. I mean, like when my beard is long. This barber the other day cut it too short. But when my beard is long, like it's there. It just doesn't really show up on camera.
But he didn't have this beard to start the season, did he?
Yeah, I think to start the season. Last year he didn't have it.
But I think we've seen it grow, and I never saw I don't think there's a just for men.
All right.
I think this is all him.
It's very I like the take. I really do.
But you just don't know how accurate it is.
No. Yeah, of course you're talking out of your you know what, but I appreciate it.
Of course, but that's what we do, right?
He was asked if he had a feeling that Julius Randle would have a big night on his birthday.
Yeah, he's super aggressive, great rhythm, moved really well without the ball. His teammates searched him out. A lot of movement was good, very good.
Exciting stuff.
You know what I say?
Here's the deal with the
personality.
Knicks, okay? Here's the deal with the Knicks. The only consistent player is their point guard, Brunson. And then you flip the coin whether Barrett or Randall are going to play like Randall played yesterday. If they all played great every day, they can compete against anybody. Let's see what they do against the Bucks tonight. Because, again, you can't just have Jalen Brunson give the same performance every single game and have other guys disappear. Randall could disappear today. And they took him out after the third quarter because of the back-to-back coming up to make sure he's got something today. And R.J. Barrett has been an absolute bust this year after signing that contract. He's been terrible.
Yeah.
Those guys have to step up and play every day. Every game they have to be consistent.
I'm going to say something that's going to cause a lot of trouble.
Really? We love trouble.
I think sound is whack now.
So guests are whack and sound is whack.
Yeah, I get it.
I think sound is more whack than guests. I don't need to hear. If I never hear from Theo Diabo again, I mean, talk about just boring me into a coma.
Let's see if Julius Randle
Daniel
does.
Daniel Jones, if he's going to be firing cliche, I'm good. I can be Daniel Jones. So I'm out. All right, I'm out on sound. That's going to save a lot of lot of work. By the way,
who had the most boring sound today? Would it be Wink Martindale?
Nope.
Daniel Jones?
Yes.
Or Tom Thibodeau?
Play Thibodeau again.
No, really? Well, you're down on sound.
I just want you to now listen with the ear of what I just said.
All right.
Yeah, he's super aggressive, great rhythm, moved really well without the ball. His teammates searched him out. A lot of movement. It was good. Very good.
Yeah, I'm out.
All right, you know what?
That's not helping.
Let me give you something that you're going to be happy. You want sound? You want the only sound that is guaranteed to win when you overdone?
Let's see.
How about Charles Barkley making a guarantee about USA soccer?
We're going to the Netherlands. We opening up a can of whoop ass. I guarantee the Netherlands in trouble. Hey, Tyler, my man 12, we going on. Hey, I want Spain. I want Brazil. I want Germany. I want France. Oh, they got that boy Mbappe over there in France. He ain't no joke. But we going to beat the Netherlands.
See that sound? That's forwarding a show.
Did you see what Cristiano Ronaldo was offered by the Saudi team?
No.
$313 million for 3 years.
Wow. You know
so
what
when we complain about Max Scherzer, you know, he can say, well, Cristiano Ronaldo's 37 years old.
You know what they call that? The Saudis call that, Michael?
Ashtray toilet money. Paper.
Yeah, it's ashtray money.
Yeah.
Let's close out with some World Cup watch, shall we?
Oh.
World Cup watch.
I won't try eggs. I'm going to try soccer.
If you don't watch USA soccer, then you're a moron.
Do you know when soccer will take hold here in the States, Peter?
When's that?
When they have the absolute sack and cubes, okay, to hire an announcer that doesn't have a European accent. Let Ryan Rucco do it. Let's see how he does. Why does the guy have a European accent to call soccer? Why?
I think it's just they're getting people from, you know, countries where you have a lot of experience, a lot of experienced broadcasters.
Well, you know what? Joe Tolleson did an unbelievable job doing play-by-play of NYCFC on YES. Unbelievable. Doesn't have a European accent.
Well, let's hear. So there was a lot of drama in the Mexico-Saudi Arabia game.
I bet you with a European accent.
Probably. Now, Mexico was tied with Poland in goal differential.
Of course they were.
When we went to extra time. Now, Michael, you want to be mad about the result? How about this? After goal differential, right, the next tiebreaker is who has the least yellow cards.
Mm. So they're playing like Uno.
It's basically Uno. So Mexico really needed to get a third goal to give themselves the win. They got it. It was called back. It turned out to be offside. And then a few minutes later, with Mexico attempting to press to get that goal, this happened.
Al Dalsri here. Plays the 1-2. Can he finish it off? He does! Al Dalsri, and that kills Mexican hopes. Stone dead. A cruel and agonizing finish.
I like that.
You know who I think should be come back tomorrow? Hmm. We haven't heard from him in a while. We don't even know where he is. If he's alive, Dominic McGregor.
Oh, he passed. He passed away.
He passed.
Is that true?
Well, we're assuming. We never found a body. But he never came back. Where was it in 2018? In Russia, right?
It might have been.
He died?
He just stopped calling, and all the contacts that I have that knew him, because I never spoke to him directly, have lost all contact with him. And the last I heard is they assume that he's missing in action. He's gone.
But this is when he comes out to play during World Cup.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But
what if it turned out he had like a cousin?
Like Dominic.
Yeah, Donna Nick. Exactly. That's what I was going to say.
I can see. I mean, because it's not like the world stopped because he's been missing. But all joking aside, it's pretty sad because the family doesn't have closure.
Right.
You know, and we'd like to know. And you're right. I mean, and everybody was like, don't worry. In 2022, he's going to show up. They're not going to have a World Cup without him. And here we are. We're already going down into the 16 and nothing.
Anthony, I bet you he's hanging out, Peter, with Frank Kitchen.
Anthony, if you were to search, does anything come up from Dominic McGregor in the system?
A lot of Anthony, Connor.
Not Connor McGregor, no.
No, I know. I'm saying there's a lot of...
A lot of Connor to
a lot
get.
Of Connor.
See, this is pre-Anthony. He doesn't appreciate the greatness.
Wow, okay.
So Anthony, with like Andrew Gunling sound, is like Joe Douglas with previous draft picks.
Right.
Like Sam Darnold.
You know what Anthony's treating all the RJ and Andrew stuff like it was Mike Maccagnan.
Right. And co-problems.
We're just gonna purge everything that they ever did.
Can we be fair for a second? We don't play Dominic McGregor clips very often.
No.
I don't even know that they exist as clips.
We're 2 weeks into this thing and then nothing.
There's nothing here.
And nothing, and it's all gone, right? It's
so he's really dead, out. Don. He's dead.
Yeah.
If I didn't know it existed, how did I delete it?
Great point.
Well, that's your denial. Something happened.
And, you know, and the Red Bulls, too. By the way, have Steve Cangelosi, who's great.
That's right.
Don, I think you should take the rest of the show. What do you think?
You take it off?
This? Are you hearing this, Peter? Are you hearing this?
He's saying you should take the rest off. Yeah,
the
I hear
gall. The gall.
Well, the unmitigated gall. Never mitigated. That'll do it for ENN on this Wednesday evening.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.